My name is Barbara Gluck, and I live in Santa Monica, California.
All right, so you lived in the same apartment that mobster Whitey Bulger...
The same building and the same floor.
And what can you tell us about him and his girlfriend at the time?
Well, what I can tell you is she was a very lovely woman, and obviously much younger than him. And I always wondered what she was doing with him. You know, I thought it was a kind of a strange couple. And he was, whenever he was out, sort of standing around with a hat on, sort of covering his face with his arms crossed across his chest. And I saw them, you know, in the elevator occasionally and on the floor, on the ground floor. And, but I had no idea who he was, obviously. Those of us who live in California don't know about Boston bad men.
Were you there when he was arrested, or did you hear about it later?
No, I was actually just going into my garage, and then I went and I walked up my stairs, and I saw all these men in gray suits, and I just wondered, what were all these men doing? And then I went up to the third floor, and there were more men in gray suits standing outside of Whitey's apartment. I said, what's going on? And one of them very sweetly smiled and said, we finally got him. that was it.
And it was Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
And after the arrest, how long were police and investigators in your building? Because I know they found a lot of money stuffed into his walls.
That happened on the same day. A group of them went into his apartment, and they started looking around, and they did find $800,000 something in his wall, cash.